This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
February 20th. It's been a while since there was movement at my front door. A single piece of paper flew through the post. It was one of them sponsoring orphan letters. I just left it and made my way to the kitchen. I've been living on edge for months now, almost at my tipping point, and now I'm expected to sponsor an orphan. The thought of doing something else just gives me a headache. But as I was sorting out my breakfast, it hit me. This child is alone. With no mum, no dad. They're expected to carry on, to deal with the struggles of life. And yet, they've only just started out. This all seems so familiar. From the loneliness, to the pain, to the hurt. This child is me, and I must take care of myself.
You are living proof of just how much wisdom a person can arrive at by simply giving himself the space to think things through. Adam, you've arrived at the right conclusion, because what can be more effective in addressing your own problems than by addressing the problems of others? I mean it, if life seems unbearable, literally search for a poor person, feed him. Loan someone a sum that he needs. Console those who are sad. Give reassurances to those who've despaired. In fact, even something as small as making space for your brother to sit next to you within a busy room, according to the Quran, plays a major role in opening up your heart with joy. Didn't Allah Almighty say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, when you are told to make space in the assemblies, then make space. Allah will make space for you. Notice, Brother Adam, in the ayah that you just heard, that Allah did not specify what it is that Allah will make space in for you. He kept it open. In other words, Allah will make space for you, but why and how? Space in what? It was left open. To encompass space in all things that you could possibly need in your life. Space within your heart. Space within your health. Space within your grave. Space on the day of judgment. Space in paradise. Make space for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make space for you. Adam, I know I don't need to remind you of our very own Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's first experience with revelation and what happened to him. You remember when he ran back to his wife Khadija, gripped with horror, feared for his life. But then the words which his wife Khadija said to him to console him, for me, are so telling. What did she say? Focus. She said to him, كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلُّ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفُ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. She said, never, Allah would never disgrace a man like you. And then why? She said, because you keep relations with your family. You help the poor and the destitute. You serve your guests generously. You assist people who've been afflicted with calamities. SubhanAllah. Notice, Adam, that the qualities which she identified in him as being reasons why Allah will not let him down, each and every one of them was directly connected to his conduct with people. She's reminding him that a person of this type of quality and service to others will be assisted by Allah, supported by Allah, aided by Allah, protected by Allah, honored by Allah in this world and the hereafter. So remedy your problems by remedying those of others. I love the words of Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said, صاحب المعروف لا يقع وإن وقع وجد متكأ. That the one who does good to others, he doesn't fall, he cannot fall. But should he fall, he will always find something to lean on. I know you've got enough on your plate as it is, but nevertheless, make every effort to track down people who have burdens similar to yours or others that need alleviating in the hope that Allah will alleviate yours. Your kindness to people will be met by kindness by Allah, and He will attend to your wounds. When your personal crisis has peaked, when you feel that you are at the very rock bottom of life, be it a financial crisis, marital breakdown, trouble with health, an unjust smear campaign by the media, fear that's keeping you up at night, or anything else, recall this model that I have just shared with Adam. Actively search for others who need assistance and be at their aid. Having realized that by doing so, you're no longer left to cater for your worries, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now involve His divine self to alleviate yours. In one of my favorite ahadith that reawakens within me my consciousness and my drive and desire to help people when I feel that I am the one who needs help and assistance, is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever alleviates a burdened person from the burdens of life, Allah will alleviate from him one of the burdens of the Day of Judgment. And then he said, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And whoever makes the life of the one in financial difficulty easy for him, Allah will ease his life in this world and in the hereafter. And then he said, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults in this world and in the hereafter. And then listen with me now, dear brothers and sisters, to the breathtaking conclusion. He said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. And Allah will continue to be at the assistance of His slave so long as this person is at the assistance of his brother. When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.